Pixel Pros, what we talk about, just everyone knows. Ryan, Natalie, Andy, too. Video games we bring to you. So here it goes, it won't be fast. Let's start the Pixel Pros Podcast.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pixel Pros Podcast episode 10? Is it 10? Oh, God.
10. Well, that was a big lead up for nothing, Andy. I was thought you're going to scream.
When you have a 10th anniversary.
10th? No, it's not the anniversary.
Yeah. Okay. So all those people who are listening, if they comment onto this and say 10th anniversary, they get Andy's t-shirt.
Whoa.
Shirt off my back, which is a sweaty Mr. Potato Head. I just got done working out.
Nice.
So you will have my DNA as well.
Hey.
I won't wash it.
Clone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There can only be one.
You douse it and clone, you know, because somebody, maybe they want to sniff it to sleep or something.
Oh, my God. That's totally not what we're talking about.
Yeah, that too.
You're saying.
I guess you can put it in your, you know, your body pillow too.
Italian shower it.
Yeah.
They put the armpit sleeve on where the face goes.
Okay. Anyways.
Double digits, y'all.
Yeah, double digits. This week we will be covering Company of Heroes, Sony's video game sales, new iTunes, iOS lock screen, Amnesia Fortnite, our upcoming games, and Ryan's Steam Green Light Picadatura. All right, cool.
Starting to get recognition from you now.
No, I don't even want to say the rest of the name of whatever you're covering. I don't know what that segment is, but it's terrible. All right, so we're trying to do a new format, which we're keeping it down to under an hour. Because
we'll
apparently,
see.
Yeah, and plus we're plugging early. So if you're still listening, check us out at pixelpcast.com. And Ryan, what will you be waiting for?
I'm waiting for your emails, especially Andy's, at pixelpcast@gmail.com.
I send enough emails to that email address. All
okay.
My YouTube finds, my XArt finds.
Anything you guys want to share with us, send it my way.
You know what? It don't even matter if it's not safe for work.
It's true.
Yeah. Give us pics of your children, too. That's fine.
Oh, my.
That is safe for work. Like, who's that? Those are just, you know, random children I have on my computer. And then
share your Christmas list, and then we'll send it over to Kris Kringle.
And then he'll send it to Tim Allen. Ho! Oh! Tim Allen plug. Santa Claus 3. Holla at your boy. All right.
Wow. I can't do this anymore. You just plugged Santa Claus 3 to Allen. This episode. Wow.
This episode has gone down really, really fast. We are escalating in how quickly.
We had a 5-star rating for 1 week.
Yeah, and instantly I will demolish it. Oh yeah, and thank you, Kenny, for the 5-star rating. Step Your Geek Up podcast. Check it out, as well as ours.
Check out us.
Yeah, check out us first. Listen to this first. All right. So now on to the part where Ryan talks about stuff we think is important.
It's a little important this time.
Meh.
Like if you're a big strategist like myself. From the genes of General Patton himself.
Oh my.
Company Heroes 2 trailer came out and it looks sick, yo.
Super sick.
Yeah, like freaking it's all like environment now. You saw like the artillery shooting at like the ice on the lake.
Oh yeah, you can use your environment.
And it was sinking the tanks. Pretty awesome,
man. I remember when they did that with Warhammer, and then I was like, this is pretty sweet. And then Ryan introduced me to Relic's other games, which was Company of Heroes, and I was like, this is even better because now I get to shoot Nazis.
Exactly,
just white on white people. That's like the best thing to Asians.
The best part is it's a World War II game.
That's true. Your mic went less loud again.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
All right. So what else? Well, you know what? What was your favorite part about Company of Heroes, Ryan?
Well, I just like it more because it's more strategy than, you know. Well, I guess it can be. Okay, I don't know how I'm saying this. Like, I don't really like strategy games like StarCraft, where you're like getting like minerals and you build up your army. I like it's important to tell your troops to retreat in Company Heroes. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, you're more about
get better.
Yeah, right. You're more about the battle management instead of resource management.
Yeah. There you go. That sounds good. So smart, Andy. Thank you.
That's why I'm here.
I was at a loss of words. Yeah. So.
You're going to moderate your thoughts.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's why I like Company Heroes. It's very cool like that. And, you know, you got to caress your troops, care about them, give them warm fire and meat.
That's
every day.
No, cool.
Just kidding. Don't do that.
Just meat. That's all World War II was fed on. Canned spam. Yeah,
exactly. Just, you know, you can't, you know, Zerg rush anybody in Company of Heroes. So.
That's true. Yeah.
But that's how, like, Relic is. I mean, Warhammer is basically like that, too. So.
Yeah. No, Warhammer, I'd say, definitely has more RPG elements.
Well, yeah, I know. But, I mean, it's the same, like, you move your guys from cover to cover and stuff.
Oh, yeah. But then it's still more StarCraft 2-ish because you can, like, use the different abilities to, like, jump your troops over something.
Oh, it's a good middle ground, I guess you can say.
Don't you dare compare Warhammer to StarCraft 2.
Yeah, man. I'm a fan of Relic's RTS. That's all I'm saying, all right? Back off.
All right. What else is up for us?
Video games. We're still talking about this as video games being art, which I'm very tired of seeing personally, because I don't care. I think it's art. But there's actually going to be a museum featuring some video game art from Pac-Man, Tetris, Another World, Myst, SimCity 2000. Viv Ribbon, whatever that is.
Yeah.
The Sims, Katamari, Eve Online, Dwarf Fortress, Portal, Flow, Passage, Cannibalt. So, yeah. Not like some crazy games that you'd think, but you know.
Yeah, and this isn't like some little museum. It's New York City's Museum of Modern Art, which, you know, has up Andy Warhol and Picasso. So this isn't small beans. We're in the big leagues now.
Just a little.
Okay, you're almost silent now. What?
I said I think it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is, Natalie. It is cool.
Well, because, like, you know how Assassin's Creed a couple months ago had their own art exhibit?
Uh-huh.
And then whenever we went to, well, it's not so much an art exhibit, but I guess it's the art of collecting. Like when we went to the Gearbox
Community Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't that just the video game museum?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It had all the stuff from Atari to, oh man, what
Sega.
Was that burger game people were playing?
Burger game.
Yeah, it was like burgers.
Remember the Burger King game? Is it that?
No, it wasn't the Burger King jumping and platforming. That was so cool.
Oh, man.
So sick. I still remember. Wait, when did they? How did they issue that? Was that on CDs?
It was. Yeah. It was like a kid's meal. You got it at the kid's meal, basically.
I remember.
That's going to be a collectible one day.
I swear it is. I remember when I got a Mr. Pibb floppy disk game from Pizza Hut, like way back when.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
A Mr. Pibb floppy disk game?
Yeah, it was a Mr. Pibb game on floppy disk. And it was like, it played like Rayman.
You still have it?
No.
That's got to be collectible.
Oh, yeah.
I told you. I know I should have kept it instead.
Been watching all these American Pickers and Pawn Stars, man, you know? Everything's collectible. One day.
Keep your History Channel plugs out of our podcast, please.
Dude, that's such a good show, American Pickers.
It is. It really is.
You guys want to keep talking about American Pickers?
Huh? No, I want to talk about Sony selling 525,000 PS3s last week, guys.
Dang.
and probably less than half of them are actually playing them.
That's messed up.
Just kidding. That's pretty awesome, though. That's a good old Black Friday deal for you right there.
Yeah, so. PS3, moving on up, holler at your girl.
Yeah,
I've never heard you try and use our saying. Yeah. That was so weird.
Please do not do it again.
You gotta feel it, okay? If you don't feel it, then you can't say it.
Well, yeah. I totally do feel it, but I'm pretty sure you guys would have mocked me like you did just now.
No, I was like, holler at your girl.
Say holler at your boy, but I'm not a boy.
No, you could have just said holler at your girl. And that was it, you know? Like,
oh, look at that, see?
So you have to say it with some gusto.
I don't know. I don't think you can top Tim Allen plug right there.
Tim Allen.
That just sets the rest of the next year, if you will.
This jeez. Is, yep, we're good until 2013.
So seamless. Yeah, we are.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, did you guys go buy a third PS3? No, I'm just kidding.
I doubt it. No, I bought a second one.
Ugh. Yeah, PS3s. Too many, but hey, I guess they duped people into getting them because there's gonna be a next year. That's
They even came out with that new Metal Gear
Rising
one. Yeah, it looks pretty cool, but yeah, it's like the same case as like the Wii Mini that we talked about last week. It's like why now?
Yeah,
but whatever.
Oh but well.
Speaking of why nows, or more like about times. iTunes 11 came out, and God, it's finally not like slow like around 56k.
Yeah, that's how it felt. I was like, I kept looking up stuff to replace iTunes 11, different programs.
I already moved on, man. I'm on Google Music now, or whatever it's called. I don't even know what it's called. I just use it.
It's Google Play, and this guy's an iOS user and he uses Google Play.
I do. I don't know why.
It's terrible.
I'm gonna switch to Android.
Oh, you just might as well get the knife in my back. Thank you.
I'll tell you all how awesome it's gonna be.
No.
Anyways, yeah, so iTunes 11, check it out if you haven't already. It's very, very fast, very nice.
Yeah.
And now you can download your Taylor Swift even faster.
Did you get the new Red CD?
You really have to ask?
Yeah.
Duh. Jeez. Yeah. Obviously, Natalie. Call it your boy, Taylor Swift.
See, he made it sound awkward.
I did, because that was an awkward plug.
There it is. Everyone gets one.
Everybody gets one.
Yep.
Yep. All right. And speaking of Apple... Those are terrible segues. I hate saying speaking of all the time. But,
yeah, speaking of.
Rethinking the iPhone lock screen, which is very, would be very awesome because it's dated. And a lot of cool ideas. I definitely like it because I know, Andy, when you, I mean, you didn't jailbreak your phone, Andy. I mean, I know you've looked it up before and seen pictures of jailbroken phones. This guy,
trying to defend my... Go on.
Andy had some very nice, you know, he showed me some awesome pics of what you can do with a jailbroken lock screen phone. And I was like, whoa, why didn't they think of that? And finally, they're like, all right, maybe we should rethink the lock screen. So,
yeah,
it'd be very cool.
Yeah, it was the pictures included, you know, how some people have passwords, or hopefully everyone has a password on their iPhone. But you can pretty much... what was that? Text back on the lock screen and just respond to that specific text.
Yeah, that'd be very handy.
Yeah. And
I mean, they had the swipe where you could swipe and like go right to the text, but still.
You still have to punch a couple numbers.
I know. I'm like, I'm getting fat and I get tired.
Shut up.
Yep. Everything has to be done for me.
Oh my God.
I am American.
Right. Natalie's still on her Nokia phone, so she doesn't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong. She's not
Nokia
my...
post Cold War.
No,
Cold
I'm War. On the. Was it? Is it Nokia the one that made the really huge brick with the long antenna?
No.
Yeah, the one that doesn't. It's indestructible. No, Nokia is that one. Yeah, indestructible one. It's
Nokia
not the huge antenna.
Is who brought us Snake onto our phones.
Snake. Yeah, there you go.
Dude, I couldn't.
I still have that.
There probably is an app for it too. That's terrible.
What, Snake? Right.
Yeah.
Snake is awesome, dude.
Oh my god, get out.
Anyways, oh, I skipped Amnesia Fortnite. Who, you guys want to talk about that? I can't remember what it was.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember.
Well, Amnesia Fortnite is when this. Thank you for the news, Ryan.
You like that?
I don't know what.
I remember I clicked the link that you showed me, and it was that video, so I was distracted. So
you're looking at porn at the same time. It's very hard to read, and
you can't use two hands at the same time.
No. Also true.
Also true. Tip: you can't use two hands.
Pro tip.
Okay, well, Amnesia Fortnite. It's pretty much when Double Fine, they take 2 weeks to pitch video game ideas to, I don't know, to everyone. And I think they vote on which ones they want to work on the most. And this year, they actually let everyone else vote as well. So everyone else, as in us laymen. And yeah, it was pretty cool. They came up with five winners or main projects. First one is pretty cool, hack and slash. Basically a hack and slash game, but you literally have to hack the game, and it teaches you how to like change it up, make trainers, go to like debug stuff and everything. So it actually kind of teaches you a little bit of some cool things to do with games. Space Base DF9, which is essentially the Sims in space. You like start cultivating people from a different race, and then I think it's you're basically playing Sim City, but you start seeing them interact in different ways because they're different alien races. White Birch, I didn't get much on that other than it was mostly like Eco and Journey and The Last Guardian. Well, The Last Guardian's not out. What was the other one? Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah.
Like that. But it's like a little girl, and she's trying to find the white birch tree that has like something at the end of it. Autonomous is kind of like, I would say, Minecraft. But instead of building places, you're in a giant, like, futuristic, crazy-looking junkyard, and you're building autonomous robots. But whatever you put together, they behave the way they want to, and you can't control them. And you have to use that to, like, kind of defend against something that attacks you at nights, I guess. It's kind of like Minecraft.
That's and then, pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so. And Black Lake is another, I think it was an adventure game, kind of. And it was about, was that your mom? Your mom is a hunter, and so are you, but the animals are like getting attacked in their dreams, and so you have to go into the dreamscape and fight off whatever is hurting the animals, and it's like turns into some crazy looking. They've got some crazy looking concept art, which I think this is. It was like the last one voted for, but I think it's for me. It's gonna be one of my biggest hits, other than Space Base, because I love some simulation. But yeah,
that's true. No, you don't. Get out of here.
What? Okay.
No, man, I have never seen you play a simulation game.
Okay, I'll do binges. Okay, I will play a simulation game for like a week and nothing else, and then I will never touch it again. Even though I haven't explored all the content, I'll just let it sit there and like hate myself for buying.
Nice.
But yeah,
well, all my friends growing up know that I'm all about the flight simulator in the arcade. I put like I put a dollar of quarters in the giant commercial airplane simulator, and I crashed.
That doesn't like count, Ryan. Seconds. When that's like the only thing in your town, so
I do that with Ace Combat.
Ace Combat is not a real simulator.
I also do Bass Pro Shop Fishing. No, I'm just kidding. Dude, I wish. Life. Awesome fishing game, remember?
Oh my goodness! No.
He goes to the arcade to play Rapala.
You know what?
What?
Not a bad idea. I don't know what that is. Yeah. But okay. But, all right, is that what Amnesia Fortnite is, Andy?
That is Amnesia Fortnite, and it has all been done. You can buy them at humblebundle.com/double-fine, and it will actually, if you pay more than the average, which is only $7, so give $8, you get all five of those games. They're not out yet. They're being created as we speak, And on top of that, five other thing, or actually three other games, for $8. Like, and that's and those three previous games were created also at Amnesia Fortnite as well.
Nice.
So yeah, shell out some money, donate to charity, and get some sweet ass games.
Yeah, speaking of which, remember that Humble Bundle that came out last week? I think it was last week, the THQ one.
When THQ was, like, trying to liquidate everything.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Full games for, like, $5.
Like, yeah, this was, like,
awesome.
Yeah, Saints Row the Third. That's all I could think.
Red Faction. Red Faction.
Every
Metro.
Red Faction.
Why is that THQ liquidating?
They think there's a lot of talk about it, kind of. I don't know.
Oh, say, yeah, that's right. We talked about it last time.
Is,
yeah.
But yeah, they were. It was literally five. Like, the average was like $5 and something cents. And you get like five full length games that were just.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Metro, man. Metro's worth it for $5.
Yeah, heck yeah, Metro's worth it. I haven't even played it.
And
I've lost much of it. I played it, but it was at the time my computer, it taxed my computer a lot, but I really loved the way it looked.
Yeah.
So yes.
Very scary.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, you hear that noise? Nerd noise? You know what that noise means? It's lightning round time.
Oh. Snap.
Lightning round, quick news.
Oh, you should make it a game. Just ask us. Be like, what's yeah, but no, I don't think you can think that fast anyway.
Yeah, I can't. I have no idea what you're talking about.
By the way, that THQ bundle, that also includes the Company of Heroes. Like,
oh, yeah,
Yeah, a Company of Heroes, Opposing Fronts, and Tales of Valor.
Yeah, that's what it
oh,
is.
Oh, wow.
It's actually still going on right now for six days. Yeah, and it's, let me see the average. I think the average is $5.58. And it also includes Darksiders, Red Faction, Gorilla. And yeah,
Darksiders, that was the one. That's right. Darksiders is awesome.
Dude, that is crazy. You need to get that, Matt, because I already have all of those.
I've already bought Company Heroes like two times already.
This guy loves it so much.
I bought it like on the physical disc when it first came out. And then like when I finally was like getting around to Steam, Steam had like a mega sale for all the Company Heroes for $5. And I just got it again.
Nice. It says it's Windows only. So, you know. Windows only, Nat.
Dang.
PC Master Race.
All right, lightning news, guys. A lot of cool things happened, like NASA finding water and organic matter on Mercury. Also, a spider went to space called Spider-Knot, but he died.
Spider-Knot. There will be a game made about him.
That's right. It actually should be.
Oh.
The company iBats is making a battery phone case.
I think I saw that. Wasn't it like super flat? Didn't look stupid?
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually looked like a normal case. Pretty awesome.
Yep.
Final Nintendo Power issue is coming out, and it looks like their first issue, which is very cool and very teary-eyed, misty-eyed. Today, earlier, new Mass Effect 3 DLC was hinted at because some people were tweeting that they're like, oh, we're going back to studio. And everybody's like, what? And then finally, if that doesn't impress you, Pizza Hut is coming out with some perfume.
So now you can smell as bad as you look.
Exactly. And you're like, that's just my perfume. That's not my apartment.
That's disgusting.
That's awesome. What are you talking about?
That is just a sign of America. Like, we can't get enough of our food. We will smell like it.
Love pizza.
Yeah, if it's perfume, it's apparently aimed to attract the looks of men. Yeah, Ryan, leave that up. I haven't made the synopsis yet.
I wasn't.
Ooh.
That's all I got, man. That's all you.
All right. Natalie, are you done? Are you done clearing your throat?
Yeah.
All right. Now we are on to the upcoming games, which is not very many. All right. Dishonored.
Upcoming DLC.
Yeah, that's true. this week is called Upcoming DLC.
So you can't say Dishonored's coming out.
No, I'm not saying Dishonored's coming out. I'm saying the DLC is coming out.
I know.
Dunwall City Trials, which you will. I'm not sure. I don't remember. I think we talked about it earlier. I mean, a couple episodes ago, but. Now is now, and I don't care about anything that happened behind me. Darkfall Unholy Wars, apparently some MMO we don't care about. And and The Walking Dead season one, which is 5 episodes of a game.
Guys, it is really good. Play it.
Yeah, it's, if you guys haven't even heard about it yet, I don't understand who you are or why you are, but you should get this because it has been one of the most talked about games of 2012. It's episodic, and all the 5 episodes of season one have been released now, and they come in a set that you can. It used to be just on physical, digital downloads, but now you can get the physical version. I believe it comes with like some the compendium of the first compendium of The Walking Dead, which covers episodes 1 through 70, I believe, of the comics. So, nice. Yeah, pick it up. And it's only, I think it's like $60, which is the cost of the actual compendium if you buy it by itself. So, you know, pick it up.
Not bad at all.
Yep. And Halo 4's Crimson Map Pack comes out December 10th. All those other stuff that I mentioned comes out, well, I think December 10th as well, right? I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't care. It's next week, guys. But are you okay? You got something in your throat?
Yeah.
No.
Hot dog. Corn dog.
anything phallic?
No, I'm that lucky 5% of those people who get the flu shot.
And you actually
need that.
Get the flu.
I never get sick.
I never get sick. Superior genetics.
PC Master Race.
apparently, being a PC Master Race. Yeah. Well, Halo
my computer,
4.
My computer just sticks me with a USB every night.
It just injects me into your...
It gives me every essential information it needs.
Like, it comes out of your mouse and it just plugs into you, like, unknowingly. It just... probes you.
Not again.
Oh man. Alright. Well, so much for the upcoming DLC of next week. Ryan, apparently you have something you want to talk about, stupid.
Whoa.
Here comes another loser. Another loser game that no one's gonna green light.
Hates all my Scream Light.
Yep.
Guys, you're going to like this one, because if you like strategy games, I think almost all my picks have been strategy games, because I, like, look for strategy games.
I'm pretty sure that...
this one's actually out on iOS, but...
I thought I recognized that. That's a stupid game, FYI.
It's coming... No, it's not.
On iOS, it's stupid.
Well, it's coming on PC Masteries. It's called Battle Nations. And it's like, if you've ever played Advance Wars, it's kind of like grid style, war game, chess, if you will. So
basically XCOM.
No, you don't actually really move. You just have like a grid of units.
And do those units move?
No, you just like, you have like different shooting techniques. You have to select who you want and where they shoot.
What? So you don't move your units at all? There's no...
No, you have units. They're on a grid, and you, like, select who you want to shoot, and, like, a flamethrower guy can shoot in, like, a 1x8, like, row. Like, a tank can shoot in, like, a 2x2 square. It's that kind of strategy game.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Feel me?
All right. Just keep talking, because this sounds way worse than I think it is.
You get a... a battlefield grid. It's like a 3x5, and then you have units on there. They all shoot specifically different ways, fight your enemy. It looks pretty cool, I think, because it's a cool strategy game like that. But I've played a game kind of like this before. I just can't remember what it is or compare it to, but check it out. Battle Nations. Rate it up.
It's
out. Out on iOS, and it's supposed to be cross-platform play when it comes out on Steam. So.
What? All right.
You heard me right.
That might have just sold me right there.
And you can upgrade all your units, and you have like a home base you can upgrade to like build your army up. So yeah.
Man, that is like the future. That's what I think of is as the future of gaming. Like, I can do whatever I want on my PC, and then like drive somewhere, and then I can keep, you know, feeding my units and doing something else while I'm getting a haircut.
Yeah. That's what Stronghold Kingdoms needs.
Yeah. then I might come back and defend Ryan's kingdoms.
Exactly. Working on my 10th village, y'all. Meet World 5. That's all me.
He's his own.
Holler at your king.
Holler at your king. Hear that, Natalie? That's how you do it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Was I supposed to be impressed?
I'm not sorry. The next thing I want to talk about, since apparently nobody else wants to talk about anything today, is a game that's very close to my heart. It's called Neverwinter Nights. Andy knows all about my love and affection for this game.
I don't understand it, though, but whatever.
So good. I don't know. I have a niche gaming about, you know, those deep RPGs like Neverwinter, where you like you spend an hour customizing your guy, and 1 point when you level up is like 0.1 to your spell power.
Oh my god! Hell no!
I love that shit. So yeah, I've been playing Neverwinter Nights 2 because I still haven't beaten that one. So I'm just, I think actually there is a rumor of a new one coming out. I'm just spilling my beans on, you know, because I know all those developers listen to this podcast to hurry up and get Neverwinter 3 out. So get it going, y'all. I need to play my Hobbit assassin and walk around with my elves and my half orcs. Actually, no, those guys are scary. I hate those guys. But
yeah, half orcs always are terrible.
Yeah, my halfling assassin. Very awesome. Ooh. That's all I got. Neverwinter Nights, guys. You guys like that game? No, you don't.
No.
But you viewers and listeners tell me. And be like, yeah, dude, I'm freaking like level 100 elf, archer, badass, neutral good. I'm like, psh, I'm chaotic neutral, yo.
Yeah, so. And I've never touched
actually,
a female.
I am lawfully neutral. Wait, is that even a thing? Lawfully good. I can't remember what I am now.
You are shunned from your community of
yeah, they're like, I thought you liked this game.
Yeah, like, no, you know, you're a poser. You're just a poser now. Nobody likes you anymore.
And dang it. It's also got strong, like, I played the crap out of Neverwinter 1. It's got a strong, like, community that builds their own, like, adventures so they can download, like, levels and play them on, levels. Yeah. That's so it's got a strong community. So it's fun. And you can transport your guy to other games too. So
that's pretty sweet.
Like I go online with my Neverwinter 2 character and like level him up on somebody else's, you know, dungeon that they made. So it's cool. That's all I got, guys. All right. Sheesh.
we're done hating.
Yeah.
Natalie, are you talking about something dumb too?
Yeah, I'm gonna talk about something.
You know, Andy always just hates everything.
What else dumb thing I have to listen to this week?
Andy has nothing ever good to say about what we have to talk about.
Do you guys watch the show Haven?
No.
That sounds dumb.
Alright, it's on the Sci-Fi channel. It's their little series that's based on Stephen King's novel The Colorado Kid. Have you guys read that?
It sounds stupid.
Too long, did not read.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you guys have played Uncharted.
That sounds dumb.
Yes. She keeps reaching. She's like, well, I'm sure you guys played Pac-Man.
Well, okay. If you guys played Uncharted, then you know Elena and Nathan Drake. And Nathan Drake is played by Nolan North, and Elena Fisher is played by Emily Rose. So. The agent, the main character, Audrey, in the series is played by Emily Rose. And this series has actually been going on for a while and whatnot. But the newest episode is going to feature Nolan North in it.
Nice.
And I saw the commercial for it, the preview, and all I can think about while they're interacting with each other is Nathan Drake is talking to Elena.
Exactly.
All I can think is he's gonna call her Elena at one point.
Yeah, really.
And, you know, that's what I'm waiting for because they have the exact same chemistry. Like his character, from what I could see, he's so sarcastic. Like she points her gun at him and she's questioning him, like, "What are you doing here?" And he goes, "Well, I followed you," and he asks, well, who are you? And she goes, well, I'm FBI, blah, 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 blah. And she asks, who are you? And he's like, I don't know. And he said, don't give me that amnesia BS. And he goes, I'm serious. I don't know anything, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, towards the end, he's like, well, they're going to work together for a little bit. And he's like, all right, put your gun down and keep your hands where I can see them. And she's the FBI agent, and he's like the stranger. And I thought it was funny because that's something Drake would say.
It's true.
Sick. Nifty.
But one of the, whenever I saw it on YouTube, because it was uploaded on YouTube, one of the comments someone put was, I'm just waiting for Sully to come out and say, Nate and Aleda, we can't find the lost city of Atlanta cell by our, it's not going to come out, you know, we got to go find it.
Oh my gosh.
Sully. I just thought it was so funny. I was like, that'd be so cool if Richard McGonagall just like came out in that episode too.
That would be a little ridiculous.
It's cool. Like, now they're really reaching.
Oh, man.
Is this a sci-fi series?
Yeah, it's on Sci-Fi, and it comes on Fridays at 9.
Well, as we know, sci-fi original movies are the best of the best. So.
Oh, man.
Sasquatch Mountain.
Tremors 8.
Ice Spiders. Tremors 8.
I'm watching the clip right now. She's, like, looking at these dead bodies walking toward the church and stuff.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's like you can't help but think of Nathan and Elena. It's like, oh, I'm trying to watch it, but I just hear them, so it's like I'm used to it.
Sick. All right, well, sick. What is what's the premise of Haven?
Pretty much she goes into this town. It's Haven, Maine, and she goes to the town, and she doesn't know who she is, so she's pretty much trying to find out what's all going on while working on a case. And I don't want to ruin too much of the series, but pretty much it's like a play on words, because the town of Haven actually is like a refuge for some people that are affected by some things that are going on.
Spoiler alert.
Jeez. You didn't have to go that far.
Shut up.
You could have just told me Haven was a town.
Yeah. That would have been enough.
There.
Oh, man. Yeah. Nice. Very nice.
It's cool.
Andy, right. Anything stupid to talk about?
One thing.
The Andy boys.
All right.
Sound exactly like that in real life. The microphone did a lot of magic for Andy.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Yes, it is not my voice.
A lot of editing Andy does later on.
It's all in post.
Yeah.
Well, there's a... I'm sure you guys have read Ender's Game. That was a required high school read for me, but happily read, because that book I couldn't put down. That was one I just loved. What was that?
This sounds boring.
Yeah? Does it? You're going to sit here and you're going to listen.
How does it feel?
It feels good. Feels good. But yeah, have you guys read Ender's Game?
Yeah.
No.
What? Okay, well, Ender's Game.
We only read the 5 essential items you can get from a milk cow.
Courage.
That's
5 things
true.
You can do to a cow.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'd believe that where Ryan comes from.
That was freshman year, and then sophomore we learned about the goat.
The goat and giving
senior year we were like getting the silkworms.
So. Oh my. Anyways, Ender's Game. The kid gets tricked into fighting an alien race because he's opposed to killing, but they tell him it's simulations, and he's like commanding these starships to destroy the aliens, and he inadvertently kills them all. And he feels terrible about it, and there's an entire saga of books about it. And,
dang.
Yeah, it's actually, they're all pretty awesome. And it just started my even harder love of sci-fi in high school. And that's when I liked reading, and reading was good.
That is pretty cool. Sounds cool.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a game being made. I mean, not a game. Sorry. That's a dumb game. It's a movie being made.
And, is it called Zone of Enders?
No.
Stupid. Oh, man.
Apparently his in the book his name's not really Ender, it's Andrew, but I guess he just goes by Ender, and that's why I was always cool, because my name's Andy, and Harrison Ford is in it, and he's gonna be Colonel Graf, kind of the mentor, and yeah, it'll be I think out in it says opens November 1st, 2013. So hopefully, you know.
Thank you, Ender.
Yeah, Ender, get it on. I hope they kind of continue with it, because I know Hollywood's running out of ideas. That's why they're turning books into movies. But this is one that I will forgive, because. But if they mess it up, I'm totally not gonna forgive them. But yeah, and also there are some others. I don't know. I think there's like a bunch of sweet deals. There's one on Far Cry 3 this week from GameFly. You get it for $40. PC Master Race.
Nice. So,
yeah, Far Cry 3 definitely an underdog this year. Not a lot. Well, there has been hype, but not as much as all the other games. And I think it deserves some love, as far as I've seen. I've seen like the first 15 minutes of it, and it actually looks pretty compelling.
Yeah.
All right.
It looks like a step up from 2.
Yeah. Seriously. No more
not
malaria.
10 hours of driving.
Yeah.
Oh, right. And Aftermath came out. That's pretty cool, guys.
Oh, yeah. I didn't play it yet. How was the crossbow?
The crossbow is, like, pretty good. It's like a one-shot, one-kill almost.
Sweet.
But, the maps are actually really good. I don't know if I'm really that much of a fan of Scavenger, because I thought it'd be harder to find weapons on the maps, but it's actually really easy. there's a lot of them, so it's, I don't know. But the maps are really good. So.
Oh, yeah, I saw the Gunmaster tweaks where the server admins can change which guns go in what order.
Yeah, that's pretty cool too.
So I like that.
I haven't
that.
Played Gunmaster yet though.
Yeah. Oh, I think I told you that day I beat somebody in Gunmaster. Did I tell you that?
Oh yeah.
It was pretty awesome. And then yeah, I actually got the last kill. I knifed this dude. He was running from me. So.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I'm gonna get your ass.
Yeah. Gunmaster is pretty fun.
Yep.
And speaking of shooters, Andy, how are we coming along? I think you're almost done with episode 2, aren't you?
Yeah, almost done with episode 2. The just editing a video with a song is easy. Editing a video with a dubstep song, because you have to like slow it down at the breakdown, and then you have to pick which parts are really good. It is a different beast. My hat's off to those people who do it every week. That is crazy. It is, yeah. Speaking what's up?
Speaking of dubstep, Skrillex made a Zelda dubstep game.
Nice.
He made a game.
Well, him and some other guy.
I was gonna say, if he's a DJ programmer, then no one else needs to work, because Skrillex will do everything.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. I tried playing it, but my computer at work didn't.
But it's dumb.
So.
Playing at work.
Yeah.
I know.
Future of America.
Yep.
Dude, I had downtime. Leave me alone.
Down. The only down thing is Downs Bears.
Oh.
But it's cool.
And Boomers.
It pays homage to a lot of old school Nintendo games, the NES games, because before you start playing the game, the loading screen to get to the game is the gold. Looks like the gold Legend of Zelda NES cartridge, but it says Skrillex Quest.
Nice.
So he rips off a game. I'm just kidding. That's terrible. Skrillex,
but
you're cool.
You can play it. It's totally playable. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that was a surprise for me this week that I had... I played some Skrillex during some surgeries, and one of the physician assistants actually recognized it. He's like, oh, man, I love Skrillex. I'm like, dude, yeah. You're like 40-something. What the hell? All right. Hats off to that guy. He's awesome.
Yep.
Anything else you guys want to talk about? You guys got some games you've been playing?
Well, we just said, but I just want to say watch our YouTube channel, because we didn't say that. So.
That's true. We didn't plug it in the beginning.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
No one's going to watch it.
I've been playing a lot of XCOM still. So, you know. Some new DLC came out, but you know what sucks? For some reason, you can't... you have a game already going, you can't like play the DLC. You have to start fresh for the DLC.
Lame.
Yeah, but I'll probably start again anyway because my game now is just, I don't know. I never.
It is.
It's okay. It's okay, but I'm already like behind in the research that I should know. Stuff like the aliens are like sending me out all this mind control stuff, and oh my gosh, I just now like got a mind control block, but I don't have enough money to like buy them. I'm like, oh my gosh, I did the whole research thing like very ass backwards. So my troops are crying and I'm like, I'm sorry. So sending them into battle unprepared. That's what I'm doing.
Oh man, Ryan is a terrible leader.
You know what? I haven't lost very many people, so you know what? Cry me a river.
That's true. I haven't
used that one in a while. How long has it been since you heard that one? Cry me a river. Build a bridge. Get over it.
Why not just colonize by it?
What?
It was a kind of a history joke.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, why don't you have people colonize by it?
Oh, well, now it's not funny anymore because there goes the punchline. Delivery's all wrong. But yeah, it's and of course, Stronghold Kingdoms. Yes. And terrible. The King in the North.
Terrible game. Don't ever.
Whatever.
Don't play it. Natalie, what have you been playing? Assassin's Creed 3? All right, cool.
Actually, no.
And Skrillex Quest.
Yeah, it's been Skrillex Quest.
All right.
Well, how about you, Andy?
I won't admit it. Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
I ain't gonna throw up, guys.
Oh, man. All right, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 and Assassin's Creed 3. And some World of Warcraft. Miss of Pandaria.
What? No, you're not. Okay. No, you're not.
Miss of Pandaria.
Really?
You just got called out.
Andy, are you really? Andy.
You know, Ryan.
You are. Oh my God! This guy, ladies and gentlemen, you guys, behind my back.
Dude, you don't understand how bad I have to play it like a closet player. I don't. I like. I make sure I'm offline to make sure you don't see me playing. I'm like, oh God.
Now I know where you go.
Intervention right here.
Wow.
Oh man, this is a.
Okay,
is great.
Look, guys. All right, there's this thing I always talk about called the feedback loop, and Guild Wars 2 does not do it for me. I'm sorry. And I go back to WoW and I'm like, yes, give me more. And dude, it's true though. You don't ever quit WoW. You just take a vacation. I was like, don't do it, Andy. Don't do it. And then I couldn't stop. My hands just started punching in my credit card number. I don't know what happened.
It happened so fast.
Before I knew it, I had a gnome.
The storm ruined.
Oh yeah, guys. One more thing, forgot to mention. Steam Big Picture Mode is now official, so there are big discounts on their Big Picture Mode games that basically let you use your controller. And so you can basically play it on console.
Yes.
There's some badass games like Alan Wake's $30, now $8.
Exactly.
Left 4 Dead 2, $20, now $5. You know, pretty much what I'm saying is PC Master Race, because now you can plug it into your computer or into your TV and use a controller. Why do you need a console?
Why?
Tell me.
Why?
All right. But plenty of awesome games on there just waiting for you to convert. You can even, these are like small games too. They're like, here's, what was that? Castle Crashers, easy, and you can have more friends on there. And you can play with Mac.
Like, yeah.
Trine, $4.
Yep.
Bit Trip Runner. Oh my goodness.
I think Intrusion 2's on there too, right?
I don't know. Is that the one where you sneak women's houses and like you...
You intrude.
I don't know. I see so much, but not all of that. I don't see that. Okay. But yeah, guys, definitely a lot of awesome games, and you can get it on your laptop, and then most laptops nowadays have an HDMI hookup, so hook it up.
And yeah, Intrusion 2 is on there.
Get a controller.
It's that side scroller like physics dominated game. It's really cool.
Oh, sounds dumb.
It's like Contra, but with awesome physics.
Okay, never mind. It sounds cool. Sounds cool now.
Yes.
But yeah, Natalie, any other news you want to throw out there? You got some new tampon versions?
No. Oh my.
But
speaking of tampon.
In two more days is the video game awards on Spike TV. So if anybody hasn't voted or done anything like that for their favorite game they want to support or whatnot, you guys should go and vote.
XCOM.
XCOM. Nope, not XCOM. Dishonored.
I love XCOM.
And additional to the, you know, the stuff you can vote for, there's two other things you can vote for. One is most anticipated game.
XCOM 2.
And the other one is a character of the year.
Ooh.
XCOM Commander. Parentheses you.
You. that's gonna be it. There it is.
Yep.
So if you guys haven't voted yet, you should go vote, and it'll be on Friday, 9 p.m. I think it's specific, 6 p.m. Central, or you can watch it live on on Spike TV.
Very nice. Yeah, 9 p.m. specific and central time.
specific time.
Yeah, I just remember that from Family Guy. That so dumb.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, yeah, look it out for the VGAs hosted by Samuel, I think, this year, right?
No, so, it's Jeff Keighley, I think.
Oh, lame. Never mind. Ugh.
Well, I don't know.
If a black man isn't hosting it, I don't want to watch.
What the heck?
Exactly. See? We just got a lot of black listeners.
Hey. Oh.
Natalie thinks, like, you can't say that nowadays. All right, Natalie, I won't say black.
No. Just the way you said it, it's like, now we got a lot of black listeners just for saying that.
Nice. Okay. Apparently, I've crossed the line, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize.
You didn't cross the line.
To our black listeners.
I am offended.
Ryan, our white podcaster, is offended. Oh, man. And Natalie, our don't know what she is podcaster, is shocked.
Puerto Rican and Caribbean.
Oh, what the heck?
And a little bit of Scandinavian.
I think, and Nord.
Scandinavian, I'd be a lot taller.
Nord. Yeah, Nord, probably. She's probably a little bit Ukrainian, too. There's that accent.
Russian.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. Oh, before we go way off topic, we're going to end the episode because we are under our time. It's 55 minutes, and everyone should be going to sleep by now.
Yep.
Yep.
That's right. I eat. Time to eat. Double XPs.
Doritos.
My Slim Jim codes.
Oh, my gosh.
Dorito Gate.
Sick. All right. Everybody, have a good night. Thank you for listening. Once again, pixelpcast.com and pixelpcast@gmail.com. Anything else? You guys want to say something to your mom? Happy
peace.
Hanukkah.
Peace.
Mom. All right. Have fun, guys. Have a good week.
Jingle your jangle, Andy.